The Red Death had devastated the country for years. It had killed more people than any other disease. No disease had ever been so fatal or so terrible. Blood was its symbol, the redness and the horror of blood. It was a particularly horrible way to die. The Red Death started with sharp pains. Then the victim suffered sudden dizziness. Next came the bleeding, and finally death. There was one visible sign: scarlet stains on the face and body of the victim. Victims usually died less than half an hour after first becoming sick. But Prince Prospero was happy and brave and wise. Half the population of his country had died, but he had a plan. He called 1,000 friends, healthy, fun-loving knights and other rich friends, to one of his palaces, and there they stayed, safe and secure. The Red Death was outside, but they were inside. It was a good choice of palace, an enormous old abbey on top of a steep hill. It had high walls, but it was comfortable and had been decorated by the prince himself. All around the abbey was a high wall, and its gates were made of iron. The abbey itself had a heavy iron door. No one from outside could possibly get into it. The prince and his friends were safe from the Red Death. When everyone was inside the abbey, the servants closed all the doors and windows. They closed them up with iron, and everyone agreed that they would let no one in and would not themselves try to leave.